You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One thing that Auckland Transport could probably change is the railway system that they've got in place at the moment. Well, currently the electric railway system only runs from Britomart down to Papakura. And normally, if you don't jump on a train that connects up with the Pukekohe diesel train, you could be waiting there potentially for up to 30 minutes, if not longer. With the population growing in Pukekohe, it'd probably be something that Auckland Transport should look into.
Big thing that annoys me is that living in Grey Lynn, there is no adequate public transport to easily get to the Auckland Uni. And a big thing that I think could be good to change is making the regular link buses, the City Link, the Inner Link and the Outer Link, into double-deckers.
We need buses to be more on time, and we need more frequent buses.
I think it's about changing perspectives about why we think we need a car. A lot of that hopefully will kind of die out. I mean, people travel and see other countries and how it works using public transport. I think we need to be a little bit more like that travelling fraggle and bring our experiences back home, and that's some psyche of other countries using public transport. It's not about you and your car with your little stereo having the time of your life. That can be fun, but isn't that fun carpooling with three other people as well?
So I think Auckland Transport needs to review their schedules, because quite often I've had a bus that's like 20 minutes late and I use Auckland Transport daily, so they should probably sort that out.
The amount of times that I've missed like a class or a lesson because my bus has been like 30 minutes late or just not turned up is ridiculous. So just if they were on time, it would be kind of cool.
I do use it, not as much as my wife would like me to use it, but I haven't lived here long enough to really know the scale of what the changes are that have gone on. I live up in the North Shore in Silverdale, and I take the bus whenever I can. I would say the frequency of express buses would intrigue me more. I have no problem with the bus. You know, getting a rail up there someday would be sweet, but I may not live long enough to see that. But yeah, having some more express buses would be a priority for me. It would get me into the city.
Yeah. Sure. For Auckland Transport, I'd like to see a hell of a lot more use of light rail. It's great the extension they're doing through Britomart, but it's... seems like it could have been done a lot longer ago. More bus services, less torturous routes. Shouldn't take sort of 2 hours just to get to South Auckland.
I just like more of it.
More public transport?
Yeah, particularly trains. Particularly over the bridge and north to alleviate that part of the motorway that's just ridiculous and it's too hard to get to and from.
More regular times, like I feel like It's good on peak times, but like during the day often it can be quite a while until buses come and things. But I think it's pretty good. I'm from Wellington and it's better than there, so.
Oh, my problem is like when people, sorry.
You're right.
When people jump on with no ticket and they don't have enough ticket inspectors. I don't know, I feel a bit ripped off when, like, I obviously pay every time I jump on and I see people just jump on and not have a ticket or hop card. And then even when there's a ticket inspector, they're not very strict when they do find someone that doesn't have a ticket, if you get what I mean?
I'm actually an avid supporter of public transport. I think the buses, which is what I predominantly take, do really, really well amongst all of the traffic. I think more rail would always be good, but I know that's like a huge infrastructure cost as well as time. I get around really well in Auckland, central Auckland, on public transport.
So I use rail particularly, and weekends. I just wonder, is there enough service at the weekends? Yeah. And later, yeah. I think about 11:50. It'd be nice if it went through to sort of like 1. Yeah.
Timing. I was waiting at a bus stop. It's obviously said what times it's coming. You rely on that. I was there a good 5 minutes early in case it, obviously, traffic earlier. That bus didn't come. And then I was like, okay, panicking whether I'm going to make it to work or not. And then there wasn't meant to be another bus. And then that one still didn't come after the 5 minutes, or even longer after the two buses were meant to come. So timing, or what's happening on the internet, what they're giving out for... Because we rely on that to to make sure that we're getting to the next train and stuff like that too. Also, I've asked being here, I've also asked a lot of bus drivers if it's going, if you don't have data or, you know, your phone's not working. We did live without Google Maps before, but I would ask the drivers if it was going in this direction. They all look extremely clueless.
No, I think it's a pretty good system. It's pretty reliable. I've had no issues. It's better than the British Transport, man, I'll give you that. Yeah, buses are always on time, pretty comfortable. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
First thing I have put to AG Transport is no seating. There's people lined up when these stations are full and they're sitting on the ground. And eventually when AT Transport got back to me, because a lot of people, elderly and everything, who need seating here, and there is virtually nothing. And on peak time, you'll see people just all sitting on the duty floor. And AT Transport's answer to that is, oh, they're not putting seating in because it may obstruct in a fire or emergency. And I pointed out that these barriers here would be a bigger obstruction, and people not being able to get off the floor because they got cramp and stuff would be a bigger risk. And a couple of stations in completely the wrong place where you've got to go, you'll miss a train because you've got about 10-minute walk on a platform to get up the other end where the trains stop. The other one is where these trains belt along at high speed. Then they come to a stop sign and you've got to sit on a siding for 10 minutes. And when they get overloaded, you've got six tracks going into two and they get stuck in that tunnel and freak people out because you've got to sit there and wait for other trains. And I've been on the trains where people have just started to freak out because they're sitting in this dark tunnel because there's only two lines coming into this place here. And for me, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
I'm just letting you know that the things like in Auckland, like the people are more relying on the Uber or the taxi for the prominent fast service, because the transportation system is not as good as here. You taxis. So what I think is like they need to make more buses and the trains for the convenience of the customers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.